Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And today, guess what? It's our all English lecture. And today, our topic is all about being left-handed.
I love left-handed people.
Yes, left is right on International Left-Handers Day. I assume you're right-handed, right?
Most people are. I am. It's boring, but I really, really wanted to be a left-handed growing up.
Lots of people would want to be left-handed for various reasons. I guess you can be a good pitcher in baseball
if you're
a left-hander.
Yeah.
Maybe you might do other things better if you're left-handed.
Well, if you bat left-handed, you're also a lot more valuable, but left-handed pitching in particular. But we got to talk about some of the negatives of being left-handed. It's harder to find utensils or instruments like scissors for left-handed people. You know, you can't just use a right-handed pair of scissors. It's kind of hard. And sometimes, you know, they have to have their arm across a piece of paper, and sometimes they walk away and they have ink all over their hand or their arm. Sometimes it's a mess. I know Obama was left-handed. My brother-in-law is left-handed. I've always wanted to be left-handed, though.
Actually, my parents are both left-handed.
Really?
Although I got a little bit of news last time I talked to my dad. I said, are you left-handed? He said, well, actually, no. I'm actually right-handed, but I prefer to write with my left hand. That's pretty strange.
Oh, he's dual-handed. He can do both?
But he prefers his left hand, I guess.
That's weird.
I guess that's being ambidextrous or something like that. But we'll talk about that more as our program continues today. So let's get to it. The title is Left is Right on International Left-Handers Day. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. International Left-Handers Day falls on August 13th every year. While celebrating the day, left-handed people and their right-handed friends should also take this opportunity to learn a few facts about being left-handed. First up, about 10% of the world's population is left-handed. Left-handers adjust more quickly to seeing underwater and tend to draw people facing left. However, there's no truth to the idea that left-handed people die younger. This myth came about due to a study done in the early 1990s that seemed to indicate right-handers lived 9 years longer on average. However, there was a flaw in the statistics. In the past, more left-handed people were trained by their schools to use their right hands, and the study didn't take this into account. Left-handed people are more likely to think outside the box and solve problems creatively. However, lefties have to face a number of inconveniences in their daily lives. For example, a number of items are designed for right-handers, such as can openers, spiral notebooks, and computer mouses. Lefties feel awkward when using them. What's more, lefties have to be careful to avoid making a mess when they write, as their hands often smear the ink. On the other hand, being left-handed can give people an advantage in certain sports, generally because athletes are used to training against right-handed opponents. Left-handed baseball pitchers are rare, so batters struggle to adjust to the angle at which they pitch. A relatively high proportion of boxers and fencers are lefties, suggesting these sports also favor those with a different angle of attack. Perhaps this makes up for the fact that left-handed children can struggle with a pair of regular scissors.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about left-handed people, people we're calling left-handers. The difference between those two words, one is an adjective. He's left-handed. Notice we have a hyphen between left and handed. You can't say he's left-hand.
No.
He's left-handed. You add that ED onto that word. But left-hander is actually a noun. Oh, he's a left-hander. And notice when we say he's left-handed, we don't have that article there. He is left-handed or he's a left-hander. I love being around left-handed people, though. I just think it's interesting. I practiced using my left hand growing up a lot, you know, especially in elementary school. It was fun to try to pretend to write with my left hand. Sadly, I'm just a very average right-handed person.
Me too, although I play pool with my left hand for
really?
Some reason. And if I hold a gun, a rifle, or a machine gun,
really?
I use my left hand. But that's because my left eye is stronger than my right eye, so I've tended to use my left hand that way. But for all other things, I'm very much right-handed. So in any case, International Left-Handers Day falls on August 13th every year, which is just in a couple of days. Prepare to celebrate, everybody. If you know someone who is left-handed, or if you yourself are left-handed. And while celebrating the day, left-handed people and their right-handed friends should also take this opportunity to learn a few facts about being left-handed. Yes, that's the point of this holiday. If you're celebrating this holiday, if you're recognizing it, then you should do things. Maybe you should throw a party for somebody, but the least you could do is take this opportunity or take this chance to learn a few things about being left-handed, okay? It's a good opportunity to learn a few new things.
Yeah, I didn't even know we had this particular day to celebrate. Seems like we have these days to celebrate for everything nowadays. So this is kind of interesting, though. So it falls on, that's when it happens, August 13th. While celebrating the day, left-handed people and their right-handed friends should take this opportunity to learn a few facts. I didn't know that they had done some research on left-handed people versus right-handed people and how long people live. Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. That was kind of weird. Okay, moving on, guys. Opportunity and chance are often used interchangeably, but don't just assume that one can substitute for the other. I was just recording something the other day, and they had used chance instead of opportunity, and it was wrong.
Okay.
So be careful, guys. Look that up. I always encourage students when they're writing English sentences from scratch, meaning they're creating that whole sentence, to look up some of the different types of sentences in the dictionary for that particular vocabulary word. Sometimes you find out, I need a preposition with that verb, or they don't really use that word like we do. Sometimes words don't automatically translate directly. So make sure you're using that word correctly. Check your dictionaries. They're very helpful.
Indeed. So here are some facts about being left-handed. First up, about 10% of the world's population is left-handed. Just in case you wanted to know, I think I read something somewhere that said many thousands of years ago, the numbers were roughly even.
Really?
But for some reason, over time, more and more people became right-handed.
Well, I can tell you for a fact that if you used your left hand even 300-400 years ago, it was considered to be unclean or kind of superstitious. People thought you were a bad person or unlucky. So moms and dads would force their children to use that right hand, even though they were more comfortable using a left hand.
Yeah, I heard that about the education system here in Taiwan. In the past, if you were left-handed, they tried to break you of that habit. They didn't like people to be different from anybody else.
Well, they did that even in Europe several hundred years ago.
Europe, the United States, basically in the past. It was looked down on to be left-handed. Fortunately, nowadays, it's not such a sin to be left-handed, but still, the number is about 10%. 10% of the world's population writes with their left hand, or they kick a soccer ball with their left foot, or whatever.
I think more athletes participate in sports, so I think the percent goes up, especially in baseball.
True, indeed. So left-handers adjust more quickly to seeing underwater and tend to draw people facing left. Okay, so these are some facts about being left-handed. If you go underwater, I guess, and you want to see colorful fish and things like that, if you go scuba diving or if you go snorkeling, your eyes will adjust more quickly to seeing underwater. So if you're trying to hunt crabs underwater or something like that, You're at an advantage if you're left-handed. You'll catch more crabs because your eyes adjust to seeing underwater a lot faster than the sight of right-handed people.
I've never heard this before. It's very interesting. You can adjust a lot of things. Maybe you're taking a picture, and when you look through your camera, it's a little blurry. You want to adjust the focus, so you kind of alter it, move it a little. Maybe you're going to a concert and your seat is right behind someone with a really big head. You want to adjust your body so you're either sitting to the left or to the right of that head so you can see more easily. So we adjust a lot of things, actually. You can adjust more quickly to seeing underwater, it says. And people tend to draw those who are facing left. I've never heard of that either, which is really interesting. I think most of us who have spent some time maybe in acting or maybe you're a model, knowing which side of your face looks better, the right or the left, which side you want people to photograph. So you might be more, sensitive to this. I've never heard this before, that people tend to draw folks who are facing left.
Yes, I do some drawing myself,
yeah.
And I tend to draw them facing right. So I guess that means I'm right-handed. And here's another fact here. Maybe you've heard this about left-handed people dying younger. It says here, however, there's no truth to the idea that left-handed people die younger. Now, I've never heard of this myself. I don't know if you haven't either,
no,
but maybe some of you have heard of this. This is not true, though, according to this sentence. This myth came about due to a study done in the early 1990s that seemed to indicate right-handers lived 9 years longer on average. Okay, so this is a myth, which is something that people believe, but it's not really true or can't be proven, can't be proved. And there was a study done in the early 1990s, some research conducted by a university or something, and this study seemed to come to the conclusion that right-handed people live 9 years longer than left-handed people on average. Okay, so not everybody on average. Maybe some of them live 12 years longer. Maybe some of them live 6 years longer. But then if you average all these people together, the figure comes out to be 9 years.
Huh.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah, that's a big boo-boo,
I would
say.
That's kind of hard to believe, actually.
Yeah, if I'd read that the study said maybe 3 or 4 years on average, but 9? No. However, it says there was a flaw or a problem, a fault, a mistake in the statistics, those numbers that they're studying and determining, you know, who's going to live longer. There was a mistake, an error. In the past, more left-handed people were trained by their schools to use their right hands. Not just schools, their families, because most kids start writing when they're still at home, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 years old. Oh, when you start eating, remember? Mm. At least with a spoon or a fork, you're going to hold it in one hand. I've seen parents, you know, try to get their kids to use their right hand. I love the left hand, so I would actually encourage any kids I have to use their left hand. But they saw that there were more left-handed people trained by their schools to use their right hands. And so those statistics weren't really accurate because some of those that were supposedly right-handed people were left-handed. Mm. They had been born left-handed. And the study didn't take this into account. When you use this phrase, to take something into account, just means that you consider it when you're checking something out or investigating something. You might need to take someone's age into account before you go see a movie. Some of these movies are very violent and they don't want little kids to go in. You want to take that child's age into account before you take them to see a film, perhaps.
Yeah, the study just didn't consider this, or they didn't think about that, or they did not include it as part of their research. Okay, everybody, I think that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. You know, I think we should hear from the Chinese teacher, but there's a big flaw in that because today is actually our all-English lecture. No Chinese teacher today. We're just going to take a simple little break.
Welcome back, guys. We're talking about International Left-Handers Day? Who knew? I didn't even know about this. That's a phrase we'll use sometimes when someone's never heard of something. Who knew? It's kind of fun. But it's definitely more slang. I'm sure my grandmother never said that. My mom didn't either. It's like, who knew? Who knew? I've never heard of this particular, I guess, celebration. You don't get the day off from work, so I don't really pay attention to these international days. If I get a day off work, I pay more attention to these holidays.
Sure. So we're talking about being a southpaw
in
today's lesson. That just is a slang term for somebody who is left-handed.
Paw, P-A-W, as in an animal's foot or hand.
Yeah, it's usually used in baseball.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we talked about some fun facts here. 10% of people in the world are left-handed, and they see better underwater. They draw people facing left, but they do not die 9 years younger, according to a survey. It's conducted in the 1990s.
You could say a flawed survey.
It was a flawed survey indeed. So if you're left-handed, don't worry, you're going to live as long as anybody else. Now, let's continue here in the third paragraph. It says, left-handed people are more likely to think outside the box and solve problems creatively. So you may have heard this phrase before, to think outside the box, which is encouraged if you're going to work for companies that value your creativity, for example. Lots of companies like people just to obey orders and do what they're told. But sometimes, well, no, we're hiring you to get your ideas. We'd like some more ideas about how to conduct business, about some ideas for new products or services. And in order to come up with some ideas, you have to think in a way that you normally don't think, and that is thinking outside the box. Just to imagine things from a different perspective, try to think about things in a way that you've never thought about them before.
Yeah, it used to be kind of a cool phrase when it was first used many years ago, I'm sure several decades ago. I get tired of hearing that you need to think outside the box. I think I'd rather hear someone say, oh, we just need more creative thinkers. But if you hear that, you'll know what they're meaning. What's the other one about the envelope? Pushing the envelope?
That's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah,
pushing
the envelope is. Yeah, but maybe it's also used in business, and it just means you do something that is a little bit more aggressive, more courageous, that other people wouldn't try to do. But yeah, thinking outside the box, you're very creative. You come up with ideas that nobody else really usually thinks of. And those are the kind of people that businesses want to hire for sure. So if you're creative, yeah, you're just able to think of things that aren't normally things that other people come up with. So if you're creative, you're usually in an artistic field typically, you know, if they're creative. But we have creative people in business too. These folks that come up with new apps, new video games. There are lots of creative ways that people work in business. So don't think that the only way you can be creative is in the arts. That's not true. You can be creative in business too.
You certainly can. And however, lefties have to face a number of inconveniences in their daily lives. So yes, indeed, we all kind of take it for granted that the world is for right-handed people.
Yeah.
And we probably don't think about this too much. What? Left-handed cis? What the heck is that? Well, they do have to face a number of inconveniences or things that are inconvenient in their daily lives. I can give you an example.
Yeah.
Perhaps the famous American guitarist Jimi Hendrix faced an obstacle there, an inconvenience, when he couldn't find a guitar that was left-handed. So what he did is he took a right-handed guitar and turned it upside down. If you see Jimi Hendrix in some of his old pictures, he's actually playing a right-handed guitar that is upside down. I don't know if that's the reason why he was playing that kind of guitar. Maybe he preferred it that way. Who knows?
Huh.
But maybe back then they did not make guitars specifically for left-handed people.
That wasn't too long ago, though. What, the 70s? So,
yeah,
60s,
well, 70s? I think he died in 1970 or something like that. But
yeah.
In any case, yeah, that's one inconvenience. That's one inconvenience perhaps he faced. I know my mother faced inconvenience in trying to get a calligraphy pen that she could write with.
Huh.
So she had to look all over the place to find one for lefties.
Well, I was thinking of violinists because I played the violin. And I know all you had to do is kind of switch the chin pad over to the other side. But yeah. It's not the same. So you might have a little sympathy for people who are born left-handed. Sometimes getting along with real life is not so easy. The mouse that we use with computers, I'd never thought of. We're going to talk about some of these things that aren't as easy for lefties to... We also call them lefties, guys. I just realized we've been talking about someone being left-handed or a left-hander, but we just say someone's a lefty as well.
Right, the whole writing system is flawed as well, but we'll get to that in just a second here. So again, for example here, a number of items are designed for right-handers, such as can openers, both a manual one and an electric one where the handle kind of pushes down. It's a lot easier for you to do that if you're right-handed. We've also got spiral notebooks, which put the spiral part on a different part of the notebook, so it's difficult for you to write, you know, because then your hand keeps bumping into the coils there or something like that. Check it out. Try to write to left-handed with a spiral notebook.
But I know in the U.S. they do produce left-handed spiral notebooks.
Or
now,
maybe you could just turn it upside down or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And, of course, we did talk about computer mouses, although it seems to me they could change the software on that one, make the right-click button the left-click button and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Lefties feel awkward when using them. If you're awkward, that means you feel clumsy. It just feels a little uncomfortable.
Totally.
You can do it, but it's more difficult than normal.
We also use awkward to talk about an embarrassed kind of feeling, you know? Maybe you're invited to a party. You show up and you don't know anyone. At least the friends that you have in that school perhaps haven't gotten there yet. You're the first one to arrive. There's that just really uncomfortable feeling inside. So awkward can be used both for a physical feeling where your body's uncomfortable, you know, or maybe you're tripping over stuff. People who are clumsy are often called awkward. Or maybe you're just not socially cool. You don't always know what to say. We call those people awkward as well. Socially awkward.
Socially awkward, indeed. Yeah. And what's more, or in addition, also, lefties have to be careful to avoid making a mess when they write, as their hands often smear the ink.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, most writing systems go from left to right. So if you try to write from left to right, left-handed, your hand keeps going through the ink. I remember when my father used to write, his hand was kind of in a hook or something like that. It looked kind of weird.
They do that, yeah.
Yeah, his arm was out further so that he could write. Although he told me he was right-handed, but he actually wrote with his left hand.
Hmm.
Pretty weird. I guess a way to fix that would be to simply write the script backwards from right to left, but that's not the way writing systems work. Unless you're writing in ancient China, I guess they went from right to left back then, and some other scripts do that as well. So indeed, they will smear the ink. If you smear something, that just means you take something and spread it over the surface of something, and it causes a mess.
Yeah, we use this word typically when we're talking about writing, but also you can use it to describe what little kids do oftentimes. You know, when they're eating, they kind of smear their food over the table or on their plate. Yeah, you can smear that way as well. It says here in the last paragraph, it says, on the other hand, we've been talking about, you know, the difficulties of being left-handed. On the other hand, being left-handed can give people an advantage in certain sports. That's for sure. You mentioned being a southpaw, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We use it in baseball, but we also use it in American football when a quarterback is left-handed. We'll call him a southpaw as well.
Indeed. And it can give you an advantage in certain sports, generally, because athletes are used to training against right-handed opponents.
True.
I suppose that's true in basketball as well. If somebody's charging the basket, of course, you know, I need to block their right hand as they go for the slam dunk. But if they instead use their left hand, they will totally deke you. You'll be totally fooled, and you will be very embarrassed. So if you're left-handed in certain sports like baseball or basketball, it gives you an advantage. And of course, a person who is somebody who is athletic or who performs sports is an athlete. And most people are used to training against opponents who are right-handed. Your opponent, of course, is the person you're playing against.
Yeah, we have a left-handed pitcher on the Yankees. He's going to be retiring soon, but it's CeCe Sabathia. It's just kind of fun to watch a left-handed pitcher because the ball comes in to home base at such a different angle that it's really hard for right-handed batters.
That's indeed right. So if you're left-handed, you might have a career in Major League Baseball. Mm. They might look for you because left-handed pitchers are quite sought after.
Yeah.
So, yes, indeed, they are rare. Of course, a pitcher is a person who throws the baseball to the catcher in baseball, and the person who's trying to hit the bat is the batter, and the batter struggles to adjust to the angle at which these left-handed pitchers pitch. So there you go. There's a possible career opportunity there to become a major league pitcher if you happen to be left-handed. Now, let's also talk about some other sports here.
Okay.
A relatively high proportion of boxers and fencers are lefties, suggesting these sports also favor those with a different angle of attack. So this is a relatively high proportion of boxers. Boxers, of course, are people who fight each other in the ring with just their fists, like Mike Tyson. Or Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Those are some famous boxers. And if you're talking about a ratio, we're talking about a proportion, usually expressed in something to something, a 2-to-1 proportion, a 2-to-1 ratio, etc.
Yeah, we often use that when we're talking about the balance of girls to guys, maybe in your class at school, in your elementary class. Is it 50-50, 60-40, something like that? So there are sports where you see a higher proportion of athletes who are lefties, suggesting these sports also favor those with a different angle of attack. Remember, it's a different direction that attack's coming in to that person they're facing, their opponent. If you favor something, it means that's something that gives you an advantage. But we also use it, guys. Say you hurt your right ankle, right? If you favor it, it means you take better care of it than you do your other leg. So you kind of hop using most of your left leg while your right leg, you're favoring it. You're trying to protect it from, you know, hitting that pavement as you're walking. So you favor a wounded part of your body sometimes to protect it.
Mm-hmm, to favor, right, to have an advantage here. So, yes, these sports, maybe they favor those who are left-handed because they have a different angle of attack, and
yeah.
I'm sure this also could apply to martial arts as well. But here in the last sentence it says, perhaps this makes up for the fact that left-handed children can struggle with a pair of regular scissors. So here, to make up for something means to compensate for something. They were at a disadvantage here, so therefore they're given more over here in compensation. It makes up for the fact that they struggle with scissors, and if you struggle with something, that means you're having a difficult time with that thing. You're having some kind of conflict with that thing.
Yeah, or perhaps you're actually fighting with somebody else. You can see two little boys down on the ground sometimes struggling with each other, one trying to beat up the other guy. So it's interesting. Life as a lefty is very different from life as a right-handed person. You need to look into this if you don't know more about it. It's kind of fun to watch left-handed people navigate through this world. Right now, guys, we're not going to listen to our Chinese teacher because they get the day off today. So we're just going to wrap this up by saying goodbye. We hope you'll join us again soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.